Rachel Chesler and Aeon Kim have joined me to talk about a new exhibition happening at AGWA. Rachel is the lead creative for the Simon Lee Foundation Institute of Contemporary Asian Art, and Aeon Kim is the Renaissance artist of Korea, who is very, very smart, even though she denies this. Rachel Kim, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm so well, thank you.
Hi, it's
so nice
for
to meet you
us.
Both. Yeah. So, Rachel, you are the lead creative, so I guess that involves a lot of curatorial responsibilities for the Institute, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So the Institute was started 3 years ago. It's generously supported by the Simon Lee Foundation, and it's a major curatorial and creative initiative which involves exhibitions, acquisitions of new work for AGWA's collection, publications, you know, digital outcomes, videos, documentaries. So that's actually how I came to know Aeon. So we acquired her work, Delivery Dances Thea, back in 2022, after I was fortunate enough to travel to Seoul and see the work there myself in person.
Which must be an absolute perk of the job.
It's pretty fantastic, yeah.
Is this a foundation that works just with AGWA, or does it work with other galleries and institutions across Australia?
The foundation, it works across a lot of areas, actually, but we're the only contemporary Asian art branch of the foundation, but it also supports film and television. It was supporting ballet and opera previously. It also works in health and education. So, yeah, it's quite multifaceted.
It's got a lot of stuff going on.
Mm.
When you think about contemporary Asian art, what is the one word that comes to mind? What do you associate with the idea of contemporary Asian art?
Ooh, I mean, I guess multiplicity came to my head straight away. It's definitely a region that has a diversity of cultures, ideas, geographies, and I guess also experiences of time and place, which probably is a nice segue to talking about Aeon's practice, which very much goes into time and space and everything in between.
So if you've just tuned in, we are talking to Rachel Chesler and Aeon Kim about an exhibition happening at AGWA. Aeon, as a contemporary Asian artist yourself, what do you think of when you think of contemporary Asian art as a genre?
Wow, this is a big question. Well, since I was educated in the UK and, absorbed this international art scene in there and from the perspective of the Western point of view, I had very long kind of struggling time to compensate my way of thinking. And it's been a while that I created some productions in my own country since I came back to my country after education and working. And yeah, it's been amazing to think about this many kinds of reconciliation from the past and the future from the point of view of Asian person. So, yeah.
So like a rewriting of history, I guess. Like
yes, definitely. Yeah.
When you begin your works, which are very multifaceted, very multiplicitous, I've made up a word. Where do you start? Do you start with a concept and then kind of follow where it leads?
Mm-hmm. Right. I research a lot. I browse on internet and meet people, and there are always some very little tiny thing that I can start with. Sometimes it's just mundane thing or some big geopolitical issues, anything. And then this research becomes longer. Sometimes I interview people. And then I start to write my script for videos and moving images or performances. And these are always speculative fiction from some distant point of view to look at the present issues, contemporary issues. And then production process with producer and live action shooting crew And these are always going together with CGI production that I employ this game engine simulation team as well. Yeah.
So you're combining aspects of traditional filmmaking plus like video game production.
Exactly.
To produce short films that explore what the future could look like.
Yeah, that could be one version of many futures.
So this is the thing I've noticed about speculative fiction as a genre, whether that's in the visual arts or film or traditional like written narratives, is that it is a very useful tool for examining the impact of colonization on
different cultures. Personally, so much influenced by every kind of ethnofuturism, stream of knowledge making. So those countries who experienced this rapid modernization by the Western powers, like Afrofuturism or Indofuturism or the Gulf Futurism, there are so many branches under the ethnofuturism. And these are not only about future itself, but also, as you mentioned, it's really embracing its own past, which had a struggling period of chaos.
So smart. Yeah.
Well, please come to see the exhibition and the screening tomorrow.
So there will be a screening tomorrow of this work. You're going to be playing three short films for people and then talking about them. But you've also got a longer exhibition that is already open. So it's been open since the 29th of June and it's going to run through to the 5th of January 2025. And the works that have been, I guess, positioned in conversation with Brett Whiteley's own painting installation, The American Dream. What have you discovered from seeing these works together?
Well, I haven't visited the exhibition yet.
Because you only arrived yesterday.
Just arrived last night. So I'm so excited to find out all this curatorial adventure.
Rachel, why did you put them together? What was it that made you go, oh, okay, this is it. This is what I want to see.
Well, it started, we had this meme in our head, that me also me meme. And increasingly we were wanting to work with Ah Young's video, Deliver a Dancer Seer, and show that alongside work by Dasuke Kasugi that we'd commissioned this year as well. And so we were like, well, what's the commonalities between those works? And it was that both of them sort of use tropes of mirroring, doubling, repetition, imitation to sort of question where those boundaries of what is truth and what is fact, what is fiction, and where does that lie? But also sometimes in a kind of more playful, generative, transformative way. And so then to have these works, which were both curated, 2022 and 2024, alongside Brett Whiteley's painting, which was made in, I think, 68, 69 or 67, 68, which similarly as to now, where it's such a time of a lot of, I guess, like ecological collapse and a lot of crises, be it migration, other issues, Whiteley's painting was also made at a time where it was the Vietnam War. It was within America, you have so much racial tensions that were happening at that period as well. Peak of civil rights movement, and Whiteley moving to America to sort of pursue his American dream and realizing that maybe it didn't quite match up to what he believed it to be. And so I guess that's the thread that sort of carries through the exhibition, where artists say like Tracy Moffat, who equally work with a documentary style, however, where does the truth sit within these photographs? And that was the sort of thread that we wanted to pull along and sort of tease out.
And again, this idea of speculative fiction being one of many imagined possible futures for us.
Exactly.
And which one are we going to choose? Which truth and which reality are we going to choose for ourselves? Rachel Eung, thank you so much for coming in today. If people want to head along to the talk tomorrow, they can head to the AGWA website and just follow the links. It is free to head along, but you do have to reserve. So maybe get on that because, you know, these things do sell out. Do free things sell out? They do book up very quickly. So make sure that you get on that for a lovely Saturday afternoon out and about. Eung is here until Sunday. So you don't have long. Make sure that you absorb all her intelligence and knowledge and artistic creativity while you can.